Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
An absolutely stunning loss for Penn State on Saturday. One of the worst losses maybe in the past 40 years in college football. When you look at a I think it was, what was the stat, a top 10 team losing to an 0-4 team limits. Is that the one where it was the second one in 40 years or something ridiculous like that?
Yeah, number 7 BYU lost in 1985. Last time it happened.
Yeah, 1985. It's incredible. So, of course, the James Franklin talk has heated up to all-time highs now. Listen, if you're never or almost never going to win big games, you need to win every single small one. And he pretty much did, kind of remarkably. They never get upset. But then you lose that one, and all hell breaks loose. Here to talk about that, my buddy Corey Geiger, longtime Penn State reporter and host of the Sports Central radio program in Central PA. Corey, long time no talk. Good to talk to you again, man. How are you?
I'm good, Joe. You said it perfectly. All hell breaks loose. They don't lose. They don't lose these kind of games, and then you lose the worst possible. I mean, there are people here saying this is the worst loss in Penn State football history. So, I mean, that's how much hell is broken loose.
That was going to be my first question before we got to all the Franklin stuff, was just that. Is it the worst loss in Penn State football history?
We can all be guilty of recency bias. I'm only 51. I don't go back 100 years. But given what was expected, you started the season as the number 2 team in the country. You still had everything to play for. They could have made the playoff even losing to Ohio State. If they'd lost to Oregon and Ohio State, they're still probably in the playoff. And here's a key component, Jack. I can't stress this enough. They're looking at a drop-off next year. They lose Drew Aller, both running backs. They're great defensive players. Next year could be an 8-4 kind of season anyway. So you put all of your eggs into this basket right here, and this was the golden opportunity. So if you can't make it now, I mean, there's every reason to believe that Penn State will never get back to the position that they were in 2 weeks ago.
Wow. All right. Well, before we launch into that, let's just get some facts right. How many years are left on Franklin's deal? What's the buyout right now? Like if they wanted to fire him after the game on Saturday, go the Lane Kiffin route. And what would the buyout be after this season?
Yeah, that's where it gets into. I think the number that is right now is $56 million. So five plus years, $56 million. And what I've seen, looking at some research, is of January 1st, it could be down to $48 million. So you're not getting off the hook for less than $48 million. But you can't wait until January 1st. You know, you can't go hire a college football coach, I don't think, on January 1st after the transfer portal window, you know, with all of that stuff going on. So you really can't even do that. So, you know, basically we're looking at 50, 52, 54, somewhere in that time frame, in that range. And here's the thing. People that think Penn State University has all this money and can just afford to buy out anybody at any time, that's really not true. They're renovating a $700 million stadium right now at Beaver Stadium. That costs a ton of money. They're trying to get their NIL, you know, up to speed with where it needs to be. They've been behind for the last few years. They finally caught up there. Penn State can't just go write a check for $50 million. I just don't, No. So here's my thing, Joe. I think all of this is in James Franklin's court. If James Franklin wants to do best for Penn State, and quite frankly, probably what's best for James Franklin and his sanity, he agrees to find some kind of way, some kind of middle ground after the season. Maybe he doesn't get all $50 million. Maybe they work out a deal at 25 or 30. Maybe they Bobby Bonilla him and give him $2 million a year for 20 years or something. But James Franklin would have to be amenable to all of that because he holds all of the leverage here with the $50-plus million buyout.
All right. That was a lot, and I understood it, but it leads to a question or two. So if he doesn't do that, then the people who say, you know what, with that kind of buyout, you're stuck with him, they're pretty much right? Or is there a chance that somebody who's very rich and especially upset could step in, maybe a couple of them step in and take care of that buyout?
You never say never. Anything could happen. Terry Pegula funded their hockey teams, spending $100 million. He owns the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres. He's worth, I think at last check, $4.5 billion. You know, but I don't know that he's going to want to write a check for $50
million. Yeah.
And, you know, Penn State is not, it's in the middle of nowhere farm country. I don't think they've got just massive amounts of super rich, you know, alumni. They have rich alumni, obviously. So, again, I kind of come back to my notion of could James work with them and say, look, I realize I've run my course here. I am now holding the university and the football program back a little. Might he agree to 30, 35? 40? Maybe not. Maybe he won't. Maybe in no way would he ever do that. But, again, I think the fan base has turned on him so much now, Joe. We've not seen this, and I just don't know of a way. There's only one way he can get the fan base back, and that's to go to Ohio State and win next month, but that's a very slim possibility.
If they win out, what are their chances of making the playoff?
99% easily. Mm. They make the playoff easily. They would have a win over the number one team in the country. They would have the very best win of any team in the country at the end of the year over Ohio State being number one. They would beat Indiana. I don't know what Indiana's going to finish up with. They play Oregon this weekend, but Indiana would be a good win, and you'd have a road win at Iowa. So they would be 10-2. They would have the very best. They would have the worst loss in the country, no question, but they'd have the best win in the country. I'm 99% certain a 10-2 Penn State team gets in, but James has only beaten Ohio State one time, and it took a miracle to do that. I just see very little chance that they're going to Columbus and winning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what percent chance then if they win at Columbus, lose to Indiana, and go 9-3? Any chance at all?
No. Okay. The win at Ohio State would be great, but you're 9-3, and you've still got – not only do you have the worst loss in the country, you will have then – and this doesn't work well for James Franklin either. Say James Franklin beats Ohio State, and we all can – and say, hey, you finally got over the hump and you finally did it. Then you go lose to Indiana. Well, you've just thrown away all of the goodwill of beating Ohio State. You see what I'm saying? So there's really nothing he can do short of winning out that I think would appease everybody.
Now, Corey, I can make the argument too, as I'm sure a lot of other programs on the outside will, that if you're 10-2, but the teams like the SEC, the ACC, they're playing one Power Four non-conference opponent, teams could knock Penn State's pretty much weak non-conference schedule and basically say, hey, there's another reason why they shouldn't be able to get in. Do you think that's fair?
At 10 and 2 with losses to Oregon and Ohio State, I do think that would have been fair. They probably would have been a 10, 11, 12 seed. But if they win at Ohio State, again, I think the committee, they will certainly criticize them for the terrible, terrible loss. But the committee will also heap an enormous amount of praise on them. There would not be a single team in the country, not any team in the country, that would have a better win on their resume than Penn State if they win at Ohio State. And that would, and again, Indiana's probably going to finish the top 15, top 20 team as well. But that Ohio State win would carry such weight and gravitas that no one else could argue that they've got a better victory than that.
Percent chance that Penn State makes the playoff?
As of right now, 5%. I think I give them a 5% chance to win at Ohio State, and if they do that, they are good enough to run the table. But you know, their hopes come down to Ohio State.
Percent chance Franklin is back next season?
Okay, so this is where things get fascinating because of all that buyout stuff. I would say right now, it's probably a 70 to 75% chance that he's back. As of right now today, on October 7th, because they haven't lost to Ohio State yet. They haven't lost to Indiana yet. They haven't lost to Iowa. They still have their season and their goals, you know, in front of them. But if they go lose by 20 points to Ohio State, you know, again, things can change. I would say if they lose to Ohio State, now the number probably drops into the probably 50-50 range. And I will keep coming back to this. James Franklin has lost the fan base. James Franklin, my longtime colleague out this way, Joe Neil Riddell, he said on my radio show the other day, this was a great word. He called James Franklin a lonely figure. Lonely is the word because he has busted his butt for 12 years to make Penn State as good of a program as it could be. And in the last 9 days, it's all been flushed away. I mean, if they beat Oregon, we're not talking about a lot of this stuff. So basically 12 years worth of work, of working 16, 18 hours a day, trying to do everything you could, it's all just gone. It's all happened so quickly, and the whole world has turned on James Franklin. And at some point as a human being, you might just say, hey, they don't appreciate me. They don't want me. They don't respect what I've done, busting my ass all this time to get us here. And then he might decide, you know what, I want to be somewhere else.
Corey Geiger, longtime Penn State reporter, host of the Sports Central radio program in Central PA. We're down under a minute, Corey. Last question. Are Drew Aller's issues more about Drew Aller or the coaching staff?
I will do a cop-out and say both, but I will lean more toward Drew Aller. I just don't think the kid is remotely as good as anybody possibly thought. This notion that the Steelers could have taken him or whatever. Joe, I'm a Steelers fan. Omar Khan should be fired if he drafts Drew Aller.
Good stuff, Corey. We appreciate it, man. We'll talk again later in the year.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. That's what I like. Short and to the point. And strong opinions.
Omar Khan should be fired if he drives Drew Aller.
I mean, at this point, at this point, I would agree.
Man, that's a take.
Plus, it would be Tomlin drafting him anyway.
It would.
Thank you, Limits. That was a great guest. 75% chance he's back because of the buyout stuff.
I know.
But I think there is that chance that Franklin will want to come to an agreement. I mean,
yeah, but he's going to want.
Life has got to be miserable.
He's going to want his money. Oh, life is definitely miserable.
Limits. He gets his money from here, and then he goes somewhere else and gets a huge contract.
He could sit and do TV, or just sit around and just wait it out for a year.
So yeah, like Belichick he could have the best of both worlds. I'll take $30 million and then go sign a $100 million deal. He would be in high demand.
That's what's best for both.
He would be in high demand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.